Andrew, are you able to time? Or you're recording?
No, is somebody able to time? They have like a 5, 5, and 5 minute warning.
Thank you.
Thank you. 5, 5, and 5. Thanks, Marcy. Appreciate it.
Well, hi, I'm Dave. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Dave. Hey.
What an honor. I'm really grateful to be asked. And I was just here, I think, about 6 months ago. I see people in the room I know and who mean so much to me. And I see people I've never met before. So I hope that my message is a message of hope. And if you're suffering, I hope my message will help you, because I suffered a lot and I want that to end for you. I'd like to talk about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. What it was like, it was a lot of binging. I can't remember, am I allowed to mention specific foods? Sugary foods, lots of bread, fried foods, foods with lots of fat. It was a lot of dishonesty, too. For example, I would eat, and then, my husband would go to Trader Joe's and buy artichoke dip. And we'd eat a normal amount. Then he'd go off to work, and I would eat the whole thing. And then I would go to Trader Joe's and buy a replacement, bring it home, and by that point, even I couldn't eat anymore. I would throw out an amount that was like what we'd already eaten the night before. I would hide it in the garbage, with other garbage, so that he wouldn't know. And I did this countless times. So things like that. I was in physical pain from overeating. I was in a lot of emotional pain. And I think that part of the problem was that even though I've always more or less been a religious person, I feel like there's also a big part of me that I'm very grateful for that's scientific, rational, skeptical. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with my family, and I'm very grateful to them for raising me that way. But it's always been somewhat of a barrier in this idea of a higher power. I think at the height of my binging, I weighed 250 pounds, somewhere around there. And the other thing I want to say is I was very engaged in the news and in kind of current events, and I thought of myself, I'm an educator, I'm a librarian, and I've been in education my whole life. First I was a teacher, now I'm a librarian. I've always thought of myself something as an activist. So I think what it was like was also a lot of anger, self-righteous anger, righteous anger, justified anger, but a lot of anger. Well, what happened? So I guess what happened is I was in another fellowship. It went really well. I got abstinent almost immediately within a few months. And that was not my experience in OA. I slipped and slid around like crazy for about two or three years. I would get abstinent for a day in OA, a week, a month. I think the most I ever got was, can't remember how many months, several months. And then I'd go back and I'd eat something. My only red light food is sugar, refined sugar. And I felt depressed that I couldn't get abstinent in this program, although I want to say I'm very grateful for the abstinence I did have, even if it was just a morning or an afternoon or a day. I think that that was part of my recovery, and I just want to celebrate that. I know there's that famous phrase, half measures availed us nothing, and I understand that in certain ways that makes sense. That really makes a lot of sense to me, because when I finally got traction, it was because I rejected half measures. But I also want to celebrate the idea that I'm grateful if I was absent for 3 hours, I'm grateful for that, you know, and that helped me. Talk about practicing. You know, we talk about practicing, like practicing abstinence. That's practicing. I read in the big book this morning, the AA big book, I knew I could quit because he had quit. Someone came and visited this guy who was an alcoholic, and he said, I knew I could quit because he could quit. And when I look around this room, I know there are people here who quit binging and quit eating, and I knew I could do it because they could do it. And that's been a big part of my recovery, that plus fellowship, just knowing that I'm not alone, that I can text people, I can call people, I can go to meetings, people hug me, people love me. Thank you. One of the things that was a problem was my sheer lack of understanding. I didn't really understand what abstinence meant. And so I actually took a picture of this yesterday at my home meeting is in Corte Madera. In OA, I really didn't know what the definition was of abstinence. Although I've heard it every week. So I'll just read it. Slow learner. In OA, abstinence is the action of refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors while working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. I heard that week after week, but I didn't get it. I thought that as long as I didn't eat sugar, I was abstinent. And yet I was binging on bread, tortilla chips, cheese, mayonnaise, you know, almost every day. And I thought I was abstinent. And someone helped me, who means a lot to me, and I said to her after meeting, can I ask you a question? What is abstinence? And she pretty much read this to me. She paraphrased it. So I just wanted to say that simple lack of understanding, I thought I was abstinent, but I wasn't. Sorry. Part of the problem was that I wasn't going to enough meetings. I simply wasn't getting into the program enough. I had all sorts of reasons. I was busy working. My mother was dying, and I was being, you know, a son to her. I had other things going on, but I really felt that when I look back on it, a big part of the problem was I just wasn't in the program enough. I walked along Seminary Drive. If you've ever walked along where you can see there's a hydroplane kind of place over there, and sometimes you can see the hydroplane take off. And one day, it was a beautiful day, and the hydroplane, I guess it builds up steam on the water, and then it eventually takes off. I was walking, I just watched it. It was so beautiful. It was building up steam, but it wasn't taking off. And I thought, well, maybe it's just practicing. maybe it's just not going to take off. You know, it's just they're doing a check. And I watched it. And then it took off, you know, it took off. And it was so beautiful. And it was like, I'm going to take off, you know. So I just hope if you're suffering like I was, that hydroplane took off. Finally, on June 29, 2016, I read an important entry in For Today. I know a lot of us read For Today each day. I don't read it every day, but at one point I did. But this is part of it. And I don't like the word winners, because I don't like to divide the world into winners and losers. So that's the only thing I don't like about this. But this was a pivotal reading for me, so I think it's important to share it. In OA, winners go to meetings, work the steps, have sponsors, make telephone calls, and practice abstinence. Have I been hoping for an easier way? There is none. It wasn't just that reading. There was a lot going on. All that practicing I'd done, those 3 hours of abstinence here and there, my attendance at meetings, even though it was spotty, being in the program a little bit, all of that helped. But that was really a key thing. Some of the things that really helped, someone who is in my home group, she said that she had lost 70 pounds by following a food plan. Her food plan was really key to her, and that went straight to my heart. Another person who's in my home group said he realized every 5 hours he was hungry. That went straight to my heart. So I timed my, you know, when I read that thing I just read on June 29th, I said, damn it, I'm going to have a food plan. I'm going to eat every 5 hours. Then I had to think about, well, what does that look like? So I eat breakfast at 10. Today I ate it at 9 because I was coming here. 9:15, I guess. 10. How much time do I have left?
Yeah, five more.
Five more minutes. Thanks. 3 is my lunch, late lunch, and then 7 or 8 is my dinner because my partner comes home late at night. I like the 3-0-1 plan that 3 meals a day, nothing in between, one day at a time. 3-0-1. 3 meals a day, nothing in between, one day at a time. And each of those numbers is important to me. It wasn't at first. At first I was eating a snack here and there. And I understand that doesn't work for everyone. So that's just what worked for me. So I totally respect that some people eat, you know, 5 times a day or whatever. Walking has helped me a lot. I go walking on a regular basis. I don't like to exercise, but I like to take walks, usually. Usually I like to take walks when I've just finished my walk. You know. But I also started measuring my food and weighing it, not weighing it, but measuring it more. I've never been great at weighing and measuring, but I did it more. I attended more meetings. I called my sponsor every single day. I did more outreach texts, especially in the late afternoon. The hardest time for me is around 4 to 5. I come home from work, and I think I am hungry, but I'm also just full of emotions, good, bad, all sorts of emotions. There's a telephone meeting I used to do every day. I'd go to work early. It's called Pacific Sunrise OA. It's 6:45, 7 days a week. I don't know if anyone here has ever listened or participated. It's a great group. I would walk along the Corte Madera Creek near where I work with my headphones on and listen and watch the sun come up. When I was losing my momentum in another program, and I've lost my momentum here too, but I was just told, maybe you need, how many meetings are you going to? And I realized, so I went to more meetings. And I started losing weight. I told you I was at 250. I'm down to my ideal body weight right now, which is 175, and I've maintained that for about a year and a half. It took about a year to get there. I think it's time for me to close up. I think this has meant a lot to me because higher power is a big stumbling block for me and for others, I've heard. This is from the OA 12 and 12. What do I need from a higher power? What would I like such a power to be and to do in my life? So let me read that again. What do I need from my higher power? What would I like such a power to be and do in my life? I get to choose, you know, and that's so important to me. It almost sounds blasphemous, like I get to tell what God is. Yes, I do, and that means my higher power is going to be different from yours. When my mom was dying in March, you know, there's that phrase, God really means, for some people, good, orderly direction. G-O-D, good, orderly direction. A hospice worker came into my mom's room. She was, thank God she was out of it. She was heavily medicated with morphine. She was within about 3 days of dying. and I was so grateful for morphine because she'd been physically suffering. And this man was amazing. He cleaned up my mom, cleaned her bed, and he took this room. You know how sick rooms get, even when you're trying to keep it orderly, there's just stuff. And he organized the room. It was good, orderly direction. That was God. That was God. My mother was dying. And he came into that room. He put music on softly. And he took care of me. And he took care of my mom. And I'm just so grateful to be here today. Thank you very much.